Good evening and welcome to Superfund 101. On today's show, we'll talk about the allocation agreement between Butte Silver Bow and Atlantic Richfield for the Butte Priority Soils Operable Unit. Both of these potential signers of the long-sought-after consent decree were named potentially responsible for the cleanup of the operable unit that includes most of the Butte Hill. Atlantic Richfield, because they purchased the mine workings and therefore all the pollution that was created by that mine, and Butte Silver Bow, because of its stormwater system, the means by which the pollution reaches the environment outside of our area and affects the citizens within. John Sesso is the Superfund coordinator for the county and has been inside the negotiation circle since the beginning. He joins me today to attempt to explain the enormous legal document that is the allocation agreement. This is the legal basis that funds all of the county's efforts to stall any future damage to human health and the environment. We begin by talking about the genesis of the agreement. You're listening to Superfund 101 on KBMF 102.5. Today I'm talking with John Sesso about the allocation agreement between Butte Silver Bow and Atlantic Richfield. The allocation agreement is essentially divided into two parts, with many more subsections within those halves. The first is to fund infrastructure to address specific problems concerning pollution. Second are reparations for economic and social damage done to the community. The second half is known as the Redevelopment Trust, and the money in that trust is allocated by a board made up of elected officials, county employees, and private citizens. In the second half of our interview, John will talk about projects funded by that money, both past and present.